This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 1st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalm, chapter 27, verse 10. It says there, "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close." End of quote. For many of us, our fathers and mothers never even once abandoned us. They never thought less about us. However, these days we see the news about parents abandoning their children. We even hear news about moms abandoning their child after birth. There are emotional, financial, and health issues that cause such betrayals. However, God will never leave or abandon or think less about you. Jesus said, and it is recorded in Matthew 16:26, that your soul is worth more than the value of the whole world. That is why God was willing to send his son Jesus Christ to this world to die for you and pay for all of your sins. Jesus loved you and emptied himself, his life, by shedding his blood for your sake, for your sins and mistakes. You see, God places that much value on you. Our today's Bible insight says, "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close." End of quote. Bible also says there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. Jesus is known as the friend of sinners. He is the friend of the weak. He is the friend of a broken hearted. He is the friend of the needy and hopeless. Jesus Christ infuses limitless hope and brand new opportunities in your life when you call upon him. You see, God promised, he said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you," in Hebrews 13:5. Beloved, abandonment of a parent is a heartbreaking event. Sometimes parents write the children off not because of their emotional, financial, and health reasons, but because of children's consistent choice of bad behaviors and criminal choices. Even in those situations, God says he will never leave you, never forsake you. You see, God is the perfect father. He is not like the imperfect parents of this world. Rest assured this truth. When everyone leaves, God comes into your life. God comes close to you and holds you close when you need the most. Bible gives this counsel in James 4:8. Come close to him and he will come close to you. End of quote. Would you accept his counsel and come close to God and see how much he would come near you and hold you tight in his love and care? Another general worry of the people is this. If other people know and understand who I really am, then they might reject me. You see, because of this insecurity and fear, we often pretend to be someone else. We want to hide who we are in front of others. However, do you know the Bible says Jesus Christ knows all about our weakness because he experienced all of our testing when he wrapped himself in the flesh and lived on this earth. The same temptations and testing, all of it, he experienced, and still he did not sin. That is because he was fully man and fully God. Theologians call this phenomenon hypostatic union. Now, because he experienced all the same testing and temptations, Jesus understands it all. He is able and he is willing to show sympathy and grant divine help for you at the time of your need. You may have made big mistakes and messed up your life. Your friends, relatives, and even parents may abandon you. However, listen, God will never reject you if you come to his throne of grace. God's throne is called the throne of grace. There you will find the mercy and grace you need. Bible says, "All who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved." Romans 10:13. Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, pray after me. Father in heaven, I know that you never abandon me and you will never reject me. I know today's Bible verse, even if my father and mother abandon me, you will hold me close. I believe in your counsel. You said, come close to me, I will come close to you. Lord, I come close to you today in prayer. And I pray, Jesus Christ, to save me. I call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. I know he died for my sins and rose again from the dead. Please forgive my sins and save me today. And bless me, Lord, and guide me into the unknown future. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.